ничего не пишите.
Не пишите.
Ничего не читайте. Не
читайте.
Ничего не говорите.
Говорите.
Ничего
не печатайте.
Grave van Don Z. Het trio uit Miami met frontvrouw danseresse Jenna Balfe combineert keiharde industrial, donkere, ambient en een streep no-wave. Hun debuutalbum Fishbowl zou nog voor dit jaar zijn uitgebracht bij Grey Market Records. En dan naar Manchester, vandaar lanceren de jazzpunkers Marugia hun derde single van dit jaar. Naar eigen zeggen benadert dit het beste hun liveshows tot nu toe. En als we het nummer horen, dan mogen ze van ons altijd eens het kanaal oversteken. Dit is Thunder van Marugia.
The rain falls like soldiers over stone rivers and barren lands. Loaded phrases are fired, they strike from the tongues that command. Flashes of lightning split the air like bullets, defiant they stand. A storm raging down, the ground shakes in God's hands. We'll be right back. die in a moment. When it seems all but hopeless, let vision stay focused.
Florian Schneider, and I'm the main coordinator of Pacesetters. I'm also involved in another EU project, which is Cyanotypes, the Blueprint Skills Alliance for the cultural and creative sectors and industries. And we are right now organizing a workshop session where we discuss what skills are needed in order to enable, empower, and encourage artists and creatives to drive the climate transition. So not only to adapt to the transition, contribute to the transition, but really drive the transition. So this apparently requires a whole new set of skills and competences. And here we split up in five groups that are discussing a cluster that we called collective agency. So it's really about learning and relearning, or maybe even unlearning, our abilities to act and work together. So collective agency is something that we think is really crucial in the context exploring and investigating and revaluing and redefining the role of art and culture in the context of the climate transition.
This is what we did for that. We had to do for that long period. It doesn't work anymore, yeah. And now it's extremely different skills
now
are needed.
It's a big question. What do we do? What do we do? How do we do it? I think we understand why, but how do we get there? With who? How? How do we relate to each other? How do we relate to our context? I think fundamentally it's about developing the skills to be able to relate,
yes,
to ourselves, to others, to the world around us, to the things that we do, the aims that we have, all of those things.
But relate, it's a soft term, but it's also about organization, self-organization, or organization of the society. And sometimes when we are talking here about green transitions, and that's all very important and responsible things, from European perspectives, they are taken as a kind of a human responsibility, like in the humanistic tradition. But for example, in China is a very big revolution, and it's big green revolution organized from
top down.
Top to down. What do you think about this kind of a competition and challenge? How to be still?
I mean,
I don't know. In the game.
Well, there is top down things that happen here, whether it's from corporate structures or government structures.
Yep.
But I think, I mean, okay, China's a very different thing. I mean, it's a command economy. But I mean, Europe, I think, through its kind of eclectic diversity, and because of its history as well, I don't think we can forget the kind of the trajectories of colonialism and capitalism that originate in, you know, the continent of Europe. But I think it's about being able to understand. I personally think, but this is my totally personal opinion, that it's really about bottom-up approaches now, because people have to want to take ownership of being part of a process of not only transforming themselves, but transforming things with others. And I don't think personally that people respond well if that comes as an order.
Thank you. Anybody want to say something more? Did you take this second microphone? Oh, okay, but it's turned off. Okay, so we can say something about the weather, and we can say also that now we are waiting for Gleb and for kind of a, how to call it, call from Krakow. So we are doing break now, maybe. Yeah, we're doing break, or maybe you want to say something about the green transition session that we used to record without
my green transition was on my bicycle to frame a trade for a tripod and back.
Oh yeah,
it was a totally green transition.
Okay,
sometimes such things happening. Remember that we are always experimenting. Florian, come over.
Yeah.
You're a star. What can I do?
We did it. We did it before. I was asking about competition between Europe tradition and China, where is a strong green revolution now, as probably you know.
Oh,
that's the going from
really.
Yeah, no. top to down, and it's because we are talking about.
We already.
We are recording. We are still in between. But thank you for this session. It's like inspiring, opening like a new way of thinking about coordination, management, and
it's getting really cruel now. I mean, I don't know. I'm a little bit exhausted, to be honest. I mean, what is at stake is will this be a top-down process? I mean, of a more or less despotic this process of decision making, what is considered to be rewarded as sustainable? So it's a whole regulatory discourse. We had this at the other panel. I don't believe that this is that this will solve any problem or solution. Basically, it's about I think Esko mentioned it this morning in the session. It's about the token economy.
Also, yeah.
So, and this is actually the opposite of learning. Yeah, I mean, rewarding desired behavior. Is the opposite of learning. So I think, and this is why I think it's important that we hear, that we engage and we participate in this skills week and in this discussion about skills. we cannot leave this discussion to the administrations of higher education institutions, also not to the traditional players in vocational training. Yeah, we have to intervene here, and we have a great opportunity to highlight the fact that the climate transition is basically a big collective learning process. Yeah, and this is a learning process that is bottom up, and not top down. So it's not about waiting until somebody tells you what you have to do in order to feel less guilty. It is about mobilizing our creative capacities, our shared creativity, in order to learn from failures, from mistakes, how change on systems level is possible.
Yep. Sounds so European. Thank you.
Thank you.
Club night. Okay. We need... let's stop it. Stop it, I think.
Of the creative industries and precarity in the arts research, and we're still doing that. So this has been a long trajectory that we've been doing alongside of internet research, into search engines, Wikipedia, and so on. Right? There have always been many, many artists involved, and lately we are, maybe the last 10 years, we are more and more kind of in between institution, in between. So artists come to us after they finish the BA and MA, or even some during a research degree, but most of them are just, you know, leaving somewhere and will go somewhere else. What we do with them is that we are looking at the development of new maybe thinking skills or reflective skills, which is very important in our understanding, a new form or to create a new form of critique or thinking or maybe even theory, if you like. So we help them to develop the writing skills, but not, of course, writing in the traditional sense, because yeah, we're in the midst of a massive de-skilling phase in which traditional literacy is, of course, declining. In the beginning here in the Netherlands, this is, we are So the idea that the traditional reading of thick books and so on, so forget about that. But so artistic research kind of already built you know, on that crisis, at least for us, this is very obvious. Because it's kind of a post-literary in the traditional sense, and we're moving to new skills in visual domains. And this is also why the last couple of times over the years we've done a lot of kind of critical meme research, which is kind of, you know, the language of young people. You need to just confront with that and also understand how that operates in an internet environment that is increasingly, you know, conservative, reactionary, rather than populist. So this is kind of the environment in which so many young people these days grow up. Now, these new skills, I would say, are new conceptual skills. And I want to emphasize that we are really working in the tradition of conceptual art, if you like. But for me, that's a long tradition, right? And we have seen how conceptual art skills have moved into the field where we were previously in. Maybe you remember new media arts, right? Now, there you saw also a lot of development of skills, where the skills not just became abstract, but materialized, let's say, into code, into communities, into interface cultures. So this is a kind of where I come from, and the young people from a lot of different arts disciplines that come to us, we try to teach them to think and write in new ways. Now, for those new ways to do that, we also need new publishing methods. Because the traditional methods are just, you know, of the academic peer-reviewed journal article and so on. We all know that, right? I mean, it's been criticized also in this field for really long time. But it needs to be said, that kind of old way of practicing and even utilizing theory is dead. Right? The idea that, you have Foucault here and then you have visual arts there, or Deleuze here, and then you apply it to music and so on, right? That way of thinking and that way of doing theory is dead. So now we have to understand and look more carefully at the world of young people, how they come to being and how they using the skills and environments that they grow up in, how we can assist them developing new critical modes of thinking, but also ways of understanding it on their own terms. And so we are doing that. They stay often, sometimes half a year, or sometimes they stay for a long time. We're more and more creating kind of a new network lately of people who have developed these skills, and then combine that with the new publishing tools. And we do that also with Ukraine TV, we do that now also live in the form of streaming. Video as publishing is becoming a really important tool, but in the past maybe it was called a visual essay or something like that. Or, so these kind of skills are very, very necessary, but we're very confident that the critical thinking, especially of this young generation, is very high. So we're very, very lucky with the young generation that is now with us, because they question a lot these days. And so it is really also, I have to say, a privilege to work with them. Thank you very much. Thank you.
This ship behind us, but it's invisible now. Okay, Košice Music Festival in Norway, który ograniczył spożycie śmieci, produkcję śmieci przez uczestników od 90, ponad 90%. I takie wszystkie właśnie wątki, którymi my się na co dzień nie zajmujemy, nie rozmawiamy o nich i nie myślimy, a właściwie to one stymulują i powodują takie podstawowe pytania o sens robienia konkretnych rzeczy w obszarze kultury. Nie te wszystkie takie XIX-XX-wieczne tradycje bycia artystką, artystą, który robi karierę i właściwie nie zwraca uwagi na środowisko, w którym funkcjonuje, w takie szeroko rozumiane środowisko, ekosystem, którym jest ten cały zbiór relacji, w których funkcjonujemy i nadawanie sensów w ramach tego, co robimy. No tutaj jest poddane takiej intensywnej refleksji i my się inspirujemy i my zbieramy wątki, bo za rok w Pradze na Creative Skill Week in Prague we'll take part much more actively as a part of Paysetters. I hope so. With green energy in our green studio, with some more developed activities around also Stream Art Network.
Okay, I know now we are live, so hello again everyone. We are in Amsterdam, as you probably have known from our social media or from this thing I'm showing you right now. We are a part of Creative Skills Week 2024. Today started the main program of the event, satellite and offline online panels and talks and very interesting things. So we just finished the last one for today. It was very nice. We unfortunately couldn't record all of it because
of regulation, copyrights.
No, it's not true, because of our sound got fucked up, but
yep.
We recorded some stuff, so you will not
backups.
Stay without content, because Ukraina TV never stays without content.
We're content itself.
Content officers.
We're content.
Content security.
Okay. Thank you for this beautiful introduction.
A little bit tired. We are working since morning till the late evening here every day, but the weather is absolutely great. As you remember, last year we were here. We were not filming from outside because the weather was absolute disaster. I mean, it was classical Amsterdam weather, but this is absolutely amazing. You see this small little very nice car. I could ride it. I'm riding a bicycle here. It's still people.
Let's stay also with people from our last session.
Everyone's really talkative on this conference. I'm not.
And I start to talk about this a little bit before. I don't know when and where, in which moment we lost connection, because we take a few steps outside into the water direction, but finally we are back. And the session was about impact economy and searching for tools, methods in fundraising, which are not only about grabbing money to do something, but to combine that social environmental responsibility and methods of production and financing of production. So this kind of the orchestration of responsibility and transsectoral collaboration, people from sector of culture production and people from financial sector could work together. It's not a competition, it's supposed to be collaboration, like European tradition teach us. And this is the question. I asked the question to a few people around, to Florian before, about the still competition between European tradition and rest of world. But still, we are here, like inside this beautiful bubble, and the question of working together, sharing knowledge and inspiration across is very important and very exciting. And it's everything what's happened here is actually out of our comfort zone as artists, as cultural producers in the traditional way of thinking. So this is, I think, basically important. If you guys have a moment, take a look to the website of Creative Skills Week, because just look into titles of particular panels, discussions, and yeah, and events, workshops, and also the methods of work, of collaborative knowledge production is something refreshing, inspiring, but also something what, for example, for me, gives some like a moment of reflection about simplification, about designing of thinking, about methods that are based on diagrams, based on like a simple drawings and communication with memes in a way. And maybe it works, maybe it produces knowledge, maybe it produces or communicate needs that we are in this urgent moment, but also there is the question how to deal with this set of new tools also in critical way. I propose I'll collect that diagrams, I will bring to our studio, we will have some I hope also session or maybe some play with this, because it's like many years ago when the PowerPoint presentation starts, it was the moment also for some creative people that fuck, what's happened, what is it, it's like a simplification of information, knowledge production and distribution, but in the same time it's a kind of a instrument that we can play on. Yeah, I was talking also about particular inspirations, Košice, and there was a big panel about green transition, and I think there is a direction that we need to check absolutely and collaborate with people in Košice soon, I hope. Here we are in Paysetters and people around that we are still refreshing and asking ourselves for on the next steps. And what next? Tomorrow there is a, from morning there is the session for cultural producers, artists about this new skills that are completely out of our comfort zone. And afternoon at 2 o'clock we are inviting you guys and people around to Frame & Frame, where we will have a watching session, a watching session of one of the panel about more radical forms of collaboration in this new skill production field. And after that, there is also possible walk across the exhibition, really art and knowledge in times of crisis. That is another goal for our visit here in Amsterdam. Did you see the exhibition today? How you find it?
I had 1 minute, but I needed to show my ID to take the tripod and to talk to the manager. So okay. No, I didn't. I just took the tripod and went. Yeah,
so it's.
But I saw exhibition brave. Before. It's yeah. Nice.
Did you see the exhibition?
Yes, the first time we arrived. You were in toilet like very long.
Yeah. Okay. So.
It's a joke. You went to show it to see the. I saw, and I will see it tomorrow as well at 2 o'clock. Conference is not over; it's all week. It was a lot of very interesting stuff. 3 keywords for the whole week: skills, artistic research.
Artistic research is the best form of the research. And so 2 o'clock we will watch together one of the online sessions for Creative Skill Week's program, and later we will test also our infrastructure, small studio, and show it to people, because the next chapter will be 26th of September. Well, after long meeting, guys, with ANC crew, with Kurt, Tommaso, Julia, and we are more or less prepared for 26th, for the all-day event in Frame of Frame. Three parts. First one, it's more like an expert session dedicated to stream art network itself. To improving some collaborative practices inside of our network, and then after that first 2 hours, a short break will be, and then we invite people to very open workshop for geeks, for people who are interested in network creation in a very technical way. There will be PureTube as a main topic, and federation building, and testing of elements of the network, and improvements in also our skills in that field. And then there will be also next part, collaborative effort of Ukraina TV and Void TV, together solidarity and collaborative dedicated to Kharkiv especially, and our daily collaboration with Ukraine. Also with, with some collaboration with Reframe TV in Kiev. We are in touch, we will be in touch. We'll spend the next day in the preparation that's event in details, because there are three parts in that day, 26th of September, next Czwartek, and 29th of September, there will be very, very final day of the exhibition, and also symposium, and set of activities, hybrid performance together with Sophie Lorenzo and Klep in Krakow, and I think there will be a moment to talk about this a little bit more. There will be also time to have some rehearsal preparation that will also do it online with some hybrid elements. So see you, I think. We are finishing. We are leaving you with, I hope, with clap and some mixing of some footage that we record before. Ah, I must say about this, before yesterday, initial evening session in the VAC, in the exactly in the hall, in the room where a lesson of anatomy by Rembrandt was done, was performed, the base for this painting, the very special room, which I found very metaphoric, very symbolic for our artistic research meeting, investigation and reflection, self-reflection about practice, which are in this, in the intersection between knowledge production, like the anatomy lesson itself, where and social relation, and in the same time okay. And hello so ja jestem wycięty,
tak, już to nie jest na streamie.
No Ksenia robi interruption me, no ale już można się do tego przygotować, od dawna przyzwyczaić. Co, jeszcze mogę powiedzieć, że mieszkam w takim małym, brzydkim pokoju, a Ksenia w takim wielkim, z wielkim łóżkiem.
Ale to była inwestycja w przyszłość, bo przyjdzie...
Inwestycja w przyszłość, bo ty jesteś przyszłość, a jestem już, kurwa, śmieciem. Starym. Nie wiem, inwestycja w przyszłość. No, jak mamy tak rozumieć, że inwestycja w przyszłość jest to, że...
Bo Sofia z Lorenzo...
Przyjadą i będą spali... To już ja zdecyduję, gdzie. Bo ciebie już nie będzie. Chwa, chwa. Ale, what I want to say. This Rembrandt stage...
It was
the stage for our over 1 hour set of... presentation or monologues, amazing people talking about artistic research and their own practices relate to searching for methods which are open, which are creative, which are transversal, which are experimental, which are non-routinal activities, and but being still in the kind of the regime of research, going to knowledge production and production something new, refreshing, something changing minds, and this ambivalences and this combining of oppositions, I think this is the main goal and idea of our practices, activities in this strange time where our art is warmer and more habit for conservative way of thinking about artist, him and herself, and creativity is everywhere around, and we need to learn one more time what that means and grab it back into the most creative field of experimental way of life that Ukraina TV represents itself. So I think it's good to finish with this statement. See ya. Stay with Gleb, stay with Amsterdam footage, and have a nice evening, rest of the evening. Bye bye bye.
Bye-bye, Rom. Thank you for your presentation. And not only. Hello. I'm here to tell a bit about performance which one we prepare for the frame really exhibition. Okay, so all program we will discuss a little bit later, but right now I will tell about the closing event. This performance will be final part of closing event really exhibition, carrying a powerful and important message. As a ritual, we will work throughout the performance on reflection on human lives using landscape sounds from present-day Ukraine. Thus, take the audience on a journey. I will be using vocals and earth. You might wonder why the earth? It symbolizes grounding. This will be a ritual dedicated to the current view and perception of the world, which we often see as so curtain and stable, technological and artistic. In our search for new ways of perceiving, we invite you to ground yourself with us and feel the energy we sometimes forget. We're also discovering hybridity and telematic co-presence in new ways. And of course, all of these activities will take place as a part of Ukraina TV. Okay. Thank you very much for listening to me. Goodbye.
Я как джин.
Sorry. Design research owners, quite a bit happening here. And he invited me to host this session. So welcome. You may have seen the tomato images downstairs at the door coming in. That is a type of artistic research by an artist, Pela Petric, that we collaborate a lot with. Have a closer look, it's a robotic image composition. So I think these ways of researching technologies, things in society are important to us. I think it's super nice when Florian invited me to host this session, transferable and transformative. For us, it's also interesting to look at these skills outside artistic research itself. Waar is currently with other partners, Kunst en Theoretik, the Royal Academy of Sciences, among which the Young Academy and the Academy of Arts as parts of that, initiating something called Art, Science and Society, which is asking our ministry to set up a large, ambitious program to make more artistic and scientific research collaborations possible, both for fundamental questions, but also for questions that are important in society itself. So in that frame, I think it's super important to talk about these skills that are produced by, producers isn't not the word I should use, but are coming from artistic research and are of importance outside of it. So I give you the word, Florian, and I'm happy to participate and listen what you bring up. Thank you.
No, thank you very much, Professor, and thank you very much for hosting this event, and it was really, I mean,
maybe not really spontaneous, but maybe it was such a warm and overwhelming welcome when we met I think a couple of months ago, yeah, in spring, and developed this idea of this event as a contribution to the creative skills field. I have to say, maybe I cannot help myself, but also starting with very personal emotions. Yeah, it feels a little bit like coming home, you know? I mean, I remember very well how Gerd Loving was dragging me to many, many years or decades ago, and that is this amazing new media center.
1995.
Yeah, and it indeed became a blueprint for many, many similar institutions. It also feels like coming home because the first EU project I ever had the honor to coordinate was a consortium that also that also the Bath played a crucial role and contributed. This was a project in the early 2000s to develop digital infrastructure for young artists and activists. And we experimented with live streaming and all sorts of back then still new technologies. So I'm a little bit overwhelmed to be here exactly the same spaces, and it feels like very, very familiar, but a lot has happened in this moment, and so I think it's a good moment. Not to look back, but to look to the future. And also a lot of colleagues as well as from Japan who helped organize this and also just such. It's really great that you busy with the entire creative skills team for the time and join us for this workshop. And last but not least, my dear colleague from the Society for Artistic Research, almost the entire board. It's here because it's changed. We had our first in-person meeting of the new board over the last few days. So I think it's a very interesting alliance between EMEA, the European League of the Institutes of the Arts, the Society for Artistic Research, and DEWAG as a non-academic, or let's say, not higher institution in the arts education institution. To bring together such an alliance to discuss skills and competences that can be or should be acquired in the context of artistic research projects. And here, I mean, we see, of course, the doctorate in artistic research as a important element, but of course it's not exclusive. Of course, nevertheless, we decided to focus on the situation of early career researchers and our colleagues who just graduated from this program. So, welcome to a workshop that we understand really as the very beginning. I don't know whether such a discussion has happened so far in the context of artistic research, not to my knowledge, but I don't know. It is the beginning of a debate: how can we value and revalue, in a probably truly Nietzschean sense, revalue the skills of artists and creatives to combine artistic and how can we propose and create a more systematic way of valuing the skills that are acquired in artistic research before others confront us with predefined taxonomies that might work in other industries but definitely have no relevance in the arts. We know the situation from evaluation processes. And we also know how counterproductive and dire these experiences can be. So better to anticipate these challenges and develop our own approach, our own concepts, and our own understanding of skills, or re-evaluate skills, than waiting for others doing this on behalf of us. This is a very pragmatic argument, but I think indeed in a more conceptual or wider sense, it is really about new strategies for valorizing the skills for ourselves as artistic researchers, for our context, the institutional, the academic, but also the non-academic and non-institutional context, and most importantly, also for society as a whole. So this debate, I don't know, we will see, also very much about mapping and figuring out what is at stake, where are experiences, where are maybe also fears or worries in this going wrong direction. This debate is maybe or perhaps rather uncomfortable because we are used to focusing exclusively on the work of art and its intrinsic qualities. This is very important. Necessary